Dennis Storm, Soybean Product Manager, Golden Harvest.
Dennis, let's kind of give our listeners a sense of what's taken place in the last year with Golden Harvest, kind of a relaunch with your soybean seed, and from the sound of things, you're off to a great start.
We've had a great year. I'll tell you, Mark, we take a look at performance across the industry. We're looking at third-party data. What we saw in the first trials was phenomenal. So, you know, growers have a lot of opportunities and choice there. If they'll see the depth of our portfolio, we have a lot of strength. We had 58 top three finishes. Some of our competitors came in at 17 and 27. So we have a lot of benefit for growers where they can put more bushels in the tank and more dollars in their pocket.
You also talked this morning about giving growers more flexibility, especially as it pertains to weed control. How are you able to do that?
Sure. So obviously we have the Roundup Ready 2 Extend trait out in the marketplace. What we've done, we've signed licensing agreements with the Enlist E3 technology. Once that receives regulatory approval, hopeful in the spring of 19, we'll have a full portfolio of products to select from there. And we're also working with additional traits for down the road, which will give farmers additional tools to fight weed resistance, one of those being MGI soybeans. That gives them the tools of mesotrione, which is Callisto, and Liberty, along with isoxaflutol. So.
You talked about the tough farm economy that farmers are dealing with right now and some of the investments by Golden Harvest that are not only going to benefit the company, but growers.
Sure. You know, a lot of organizations will talk about their R&D spend being in the low teens. We're actually at about 20% of our sales is what we're investing back into producing better crops, better solutions for growers, more flexibility as well.
And as you look ahead to 2019, you have some new varieties coming down the line. And as those combines start to roll this fall, Dennis, what do you want farmers to be paying closest attention to in those soybean fields?
Obviously, plant health. Well, back on the new products, we did add 17 products into our portfolio. Not as many as you might find from competitors. However, we had a strong first class. We didn't have holes to fill, so we feel strongly about that. But as we also turn around and look at the harvest side of things, growers need to look at the plant health on their products. We start with the agronomics first. You know, if you have a bean that can handle all the agronomic concerns, the diseases, the white mold, the sudden death, it's going to set you up for success. We feel the Golden Harvest portfolio gives growers that opportunity.
And then finally, as you kind of look at the final, you know, month or two of this 2018 growing season, as we deal with the helicopter, I think, either
Absolutely.
Landing or taking off in the background,
sure.
What have been some of the, and I don't know that hallmark's the right word, but I know it was talked about some weedy fields this year across the Midwest. I don't know about disease pressure maybe with some of the wetter areas of the bean belt, but what has stuck out in your opinion about this year?
Sure, I'll start with the weed pressure. Obviously there is weed resistance, it's proven, it's out there. You know, farmers are, whether it's application date restrictions being put on the application of dicamba or just weed escapes, weed resistance. There have been a lot of weeds come through fields, even heard in some situations of bean walking crews out there. Haven't seen that in 25 years. However, you know, farmers need to have herbicide solutions that can match up with their soybean technology to set them up for the best performance.
How about on the disease side?
On the disease side, we started off with a little bit of Phytophthora on the front side. There has been some white mold moving in, obviously coming in from the north. Again, that's something that you know, farmers need to get out of their combines. They need to pull those plants up, pull the stems, split the stems, work with their local agronomy team, and you know, identify that disease pressure and select for that as they're making their cropping decisions for next year.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
Obviously, the depth of the Golden Harvest portfolio. You know, we've got an R&D engine out there that is as strong as any. The brand may not have been out a long time, but we're actually working off of the Syngenta R&D engine that's been breeding soybeans since 1969. A lot of people aren't really aware of that. We've got depth, we've got expertise, and we can get traits into the market pretty quickly that benefit growers. So, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
You bet.